Nolte, Marvel's trailer wins record dislikes, sycophantic media blames sexism. By John Nolte on April 18, 2023. The trailer for The Marvels is receiving a record number of dislikes, and the sycophantic entertainment media is blaming sexism. With a browser plugin, you can see the number of dislikes, which YouTube now hides, on any given video. As of this writing, The Marvels is getting murdered. See screenshot below, with 496,000 likes compared to a whopping 662,000 dislikes. L to the O to the L. Personally, I didn't care for the trailer, which has nothing to do with how I feel about women. I like women, or how I feel about the degenerate groomers who run Disney and Marvel. The movie looks stupid. The central gimmick about switching powers, or whatever that's all about, is confusing. The movie obviously finds itself adorable. Also, I can't stand Captain Marvel. She's a humorless, uptight prig who can do anything. A superhero without weaknesses is boring. Superman's weaknesses are what make him a great character. There's kryptonite, his inability to see through lead. Better still, his enemies can even use his humanity against him. But whatever Captain Marvel needs to do, she can do, 'cause vagina. Anyway, as we all now know, the entire entertainment media is geared to protect these affirmative action films. Therefore, anything directed by a chicken or starring chicks can never be anything but a masterpiece. And anyone who criticizes anything made by or starring girls, or racial minorities or homosexuals, can only be some variation of an historophobe. These outlets are so in the tank for the studios, they have become nothing more than woke brown shirts. Their credibility means nothing to them. Look at these idiots. Screen Rant goes so far as to suggest bots are being used, emphasis added. In terms of how such hate campaigns can manifest, one part is rallying their supporters to dislike and review bomb the projects they wish to attack in an effort to prove their minority is actually in the majority. It's possible these campaigns employ bots to help rack up the numbers of dislikes and negative reviews, or that some folks are doing it to be trolls. But there are very real issues of racism and misogyny that pervade society. As such, it's incredibly likely there is a large number of people who take issue with the Marvels trailer simply because it's led by a white woman, a black woman, and a young Pakistani Canadian woman. I should add that nowhere does Screen Rant offer even a hint of proof of a single one of its allegations. Cry more, Uproxx. Their headline, "The Marvels trailer is being dislike bombed by grudge-holding trolls," long after they review bombed Captain Marvel without watching it. Yahoo said. Two of the many negative comments on the upcoming superhero movie's trailer read: Captain Feminist and the Patriarchy's Stone. What a piece of crap. Marvel/Disney has gone off the deep end once again. It seems Disney is willing to decimate and destroy anything we remember about Marvel Comics just to push their narrative. While the team up between the trio of superheroes should excite longtime comic book fans, the trailer has, unfortunately, been met with a barrage of dislikes and negative comments, receiving backlash from a toxic group within the fanbase. This, sadly, is not all that shocking. Based on reporting, thousands of copypasta, a popular way to spam content and drown out positive replies, comments have been posted on the YouTube video. Based on what reporting? If you look at the trailer's comments, people are just having a good time mocking what looks like a lousy political lecture of a movie. But there can only be something dark and sinister behind it, because chicks can't make lousy movies. Some of the comments are straight up hilarious. I love the part where Kamala said it's Marvel in time and Marved all over them. Best part is going to be when Will Smith makes a cameo to slap someone's name out their mouth. This song deserved a better video. Every time we say that there is nowhere to fall below, Marvel comes out and asks to hold his beer. I'd rather watch Morbius while getting waterboarded. My favorite part is when Marvel and Disney lost millions of dollars. I like the part at the end when it was over. The comments section is better than trailer. I'm not sure which is more fun, watching Marvel/Disney crash and burn or watching the entertainment media sell out to blame it on incels. By the way, rumors are floating around that Captain Marvel will come out as a lesbian in this film. If Marvel wants to make real money on this, Brie will show cleavage. But only homosexuality is allowed in movies today. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.